com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. As we kick off hour number one, you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That is also known as the Packet 8 toll-free lines for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. That, again, freetalklive.com. Going to start things out here tonight with a story that many of you may find a little bit disturbing. Nonetheless, it's, I think, pretty important to talk about this because the rules about child pornography could be changing sometime soon. Now, child pornography, whenever you even mention those words, people cringe.
Oh, yeah, that's bad stuff, right?
It is. Child porn is essentially usually video footage or, I guess in some cases, still footage or still pictures of children having sexual acts done to them, typically by adults or
sounds
whatever.
Right. That's what I imagine.
Right. But unfortunately, and that's good that that's illegal and everything, but unfortunately they're looking at expanding the definition of child porn to include pictures of children that, pictures of children who are clothed. How can you have child pornography when there's no nudity involved? Well, let's explore. CNET at news.com looks into it. Jeff Pearson is a photographer whose action shots of hopped-up American autos laying waste to the asphalt at Alabama dragways have appeared in racing magazines as well as commercial advertisements. Pearson's website boasts that he has, quote, the most wonderful wife in the world and two fantastic daughters. And until recently, he ran a business called Beautiful Supermodels that charged $175 for portraits of aspiring models under the age of 18. Now, in a federal indictment announced this week, the U.S. Department of Justice accused Pearson, who is 43, of being a child pornographer, even though prosecutors acknowledge there's no evidence he's ever taken a single photograph of even an unclothed minor. Now, there have been cases in the past, and I think this article will reference one of them. I believe Sally Mann is the name of the photographer. There are photographers out there, you know, arty photographers, that their thing is to take pictures of nude children, usually alongside a river or in the bathtub or whatever.
I've seen lots of pictures of naked babies. And
sure, parents even.
They're cute.
Right, parents even take pictures of their own children naked, typically in the bathtub.
There are pictures of me naked in a bathtub with cousins.
Well, now, does that make it child pornography because there are other people present?
I don't know. There were boats. Little boats floating in the water.
Well, some people have gotten in trouble for taking pictures of their kids naked and taking them, for instance, to the photo developers, and the photo developers under the instruction to report anything suspicious to the police, and the parents get in trouble for it, which is, of course, outrageous enough as it is.
It is outrageous.
But now we're talking, and that, to me, is clearly not child pornography. A picture of your kid in the bathtub, not child porn. But if you think it is, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231.
You know, if we're going to have child porn laws, they need to be really specific so that people don't accidentally get caught up in them, like, you know, people taking pictures of their babies.
Well, unfortunately, the direction they're going is not towards more specificity, as you'll find out here. Rather, the prosecutors argue, so even though this Pearson guy has never even photographed a nude child before, they argue that his model struck poses that were illegally provocative.
Illegally provocative.
The, quote, the images charged are not legitimate child modeling, but rather lascivious poses one would expect to see in an adult magazine, says Alice Martin, U.S. Attorney Bureaucrat for the Northern District of Alabama. Pearson's child pornography indictment rises out of an FBI U.S. Postal Inspection Service investigation of so-called child modeling websites, which have been the subject of a series of critical congressional hearings and news reports in the last few years. An August article in the New York Times, for instance, called those modeling websites, quote, the latest trend in child exploitation. In addition to Pearson, the U.S. attorney also announced indictments against Mark Greenberg and Jeffrey Libman, partners in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in a business called WebWeb, which...
WebWeb?
W-E-B-E, I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Sounds like Webe. WebWeb, which in turn ran the now-defunct ChildSupermodels.com website. It was one of the larger sites that featured photographs of child models, allegedly from Pearson, and became the target of a report on Florida's NBC6 affiliate, suggesting that it was a magnet for pedophiles. Now, First Amendment scholars interviewed on Wednesday raised questions about the Justice Department's attack on Internet child modeling. They warned that any legal precedent might actually endanger the mainstream use of child models in advertising and suggested that prosecutors' budgets might be better spent investigating actual cases of child molestation. Because what you're talking about here with this guy, this photographer, he again charged $175 for portraits of aspiring models under the age of 18. These girls, these teenage girls, are not coming to this guy with their own money and ponying up for a portfolio. Their parents are involved because you can't take pictures of kids without their parents' permission. So you have to understand that even though these prosecutors are saying that the pictures were child exploitation, the parents are involved. The parents are signing off on these photos. And we'll continue here.
Well, you know, when I'm thinking about it, if you think about the perfume ads and that kind of thing, those are often provocative in some way or another. They're not naked or anything like that, not that I know of. But I don't think that I don't think I'd want to pass a law against perfume ads.
Well, that's not what we're talking about here. Perfume. I mean, you're talking about
perfume
ads.
Well, see, the thing is what's a kid?
Someone under the age of 18.
Okay.
By the law.
Models in these are somewhere in the neighborhood of 18 to 25. Okay. So how do they get, I mean, you have to work your way up in this business.
Right.
How do you get to the point when you're 18 years old of being in one of these ads? Well, you have to be doing
things beforehand.
Right. You have to have been doing stuff beforehand. If this is what the models do as adults, then this is what the models need to be able to do as children.
And now that's all being threatened. According to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, I don't know what the Department of Justice is trying, says Li Tian. The best I can say is that it's puzzling that they would devote investigative and law enforcement resources to something like this. It's a far cry from what folks normally think of as child pornography. Now, I'm not saying that people, when they see these photos at websites like childsupermodels.com, which again, now offline, but when you see these photos, there are certainly going to be people who are going to be offended by them. Because they are somewhat racy in some cases. But is that child pornography? And if it isn't child pornography, do you think that pictures of children with their clothes on should be illegal? 1-800-259-9231. Let's go. Maybe just imagine like a bathing suit shot.
Yeah, I imagine that's what we are talking about.
Right.
Bathing suit shots with, and I'm sure that if there's some of them are modeling pictures, then there's other websites out there that are simply doing it for lascivious purposes. If they're doing it for lascivious purposes, is it child porn? I don't think so. I mean, if they've got clothes on,
I don't think you can have child porn unless you have sex.
I mean, it seems to me. I mean, suppose you have a 16-year-old girl, 15-year-old girl. Let's get crazy. 14-year-old girl. And she's in a bathing suit, and they're taking pictures of her, I don't know, sort of bent over with her hand in her hip. You know,
something provocative.
Yeah, these provocative sort of pictures, you know, or having her, on her knees licking a lollipop.
There you go. That's what we're talking about.
Is it lascivious? Yes, I would say it's lascivious.
Should it be illegal?
I don't think it should.
1-800-259-9231. The website's
kind of weird to want to look at it, but
that prompted the indictments are now offline, but copies saved in Google's cache and through archive.org show the photographs in question depicting girls wearing everything from sweaters to more frequently swimsuits and midriff-bearing attire. Parents appear to have given their consent. Now, Pearson's attorney, the photographer in this case, said he couldn't immediately comment because he was in court on Wednesday. A spokeswoman for the U.S. Attorney's Office confirmed that no nudity was involved in the questionable photos. Because no sex or nudity is involved, the prosecutions raise unusual First Amendment concerns that stretch beyond mere modeling-related websites. Children and teens in various degrees of undress appear in everything from newspaper underwear advertisements
right.
to the covers of Seventeen and Vogue. When actress and model Brooke Shields, for instance, was 15 years old, she appeared in a racy Calvin Klein jean advertisement featuring the memorable line, "Nothing comes between me and my Calvin." She also appeared nude at 12 years old in an Oscar-nominated movie called Pretty Baby. There's more coming up. 800-259-9231. Should we outlaw anything that is even suggestive of sexuality when it comes to women of the age of 18. And boys, too, I suppose. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 1st, 2006. Gold's at $644.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $666.75, $334.56 for half, and $167.28 for quarter ounce coins. That's $665.75, $334.56. At 167.28. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN eco-goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines, 1-800-259-9231. For all your voiceover IP needs, head over to packet8.net. It's Ian here with you. Hello. It's Ian here with you, Mark.
And Mark.
Are you doing a radio show tonight or what?
There's some kind of weird noise going on here.
Yeah, I heard that. It's coming from your laptop. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, and that does include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, go and get it for free online. An entire year's worth of archives right there, front page of the site at freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, Attaining Economic and Personal Freedoms in America's Freest State. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, New Hampshire, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go to the phone, talking about a pretty serious issue, an issue that's going to disturb a number of people, but I think it's something that should be talked about, because what we're looking at here is a federal court case that may determine, that may expand the definition of child pornography out to include pictures of girls with their clothes on. As we go to the phones, to Matt in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to relate to you a story, something that happened to us. By us, I mean me and my family about 10 years ago.
Okay.
It wasn't you know, much, but it's something just to show the mindset here. I got four kids, and at the time, my youngest were about 4 and 5 years old, something like that. And we had one of those little throwaway cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, who was about 5 or 6 at the time, got a hold of it, started taking pictures of my son, who was maybe 4 or 5, in the bathtub.
Okay.
So we had other pictures on this, and I wanted to get the film developed. My wife would not let me. She took the film and threw it in the garbage because she did not want that film going to the film processors and them seeing the naked kids, because she didn't want to have to deal with the police at all.
I don't blame her. After all the stories we've heard of?
Yeah.
After the stories we've heard of parents being harassed? I mean, who knows? With your daughter taking the pictures, I don't know if you were supervising the entire time, but you've got what was it you say? How old was your daughter?
Oh, she was about 5 or 6 at the time.
5 or 6, yeah. Taking pictures of the 4-year-old son. I mean,
right.
Who knows? Maybe her pictures were too close for comfort, you know? Maybe they were a little pornographic. No, she wouldn't have known
any better definition. You know, it's a real shame, because pictures are so valuable. People put a lot of emphasis on their pictures. And to lose some because they're scared, this family's scared that they're going to have some kind of law enforcement officer coming in and asking a whole bunch of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are good nobody to go to jail, but you never know. You never know.
They've done it in the past.
They sure have gone to jail in the past. They've sat in there for months.
Right, and you know, maybe my wife was smart for doing that, and I was dumb for wanting to get them. But, I mean, Brian, years ago, nobody would have ever thought anything of this.
No, of course not.
And nowadays, everybody's a pervert. Everybody is, you know, guilty of sexual thought crimes, I guess.
It's a frightening path that we're going down here, especially if this lawsuit goes, or this court case goes through, and actually does make it illegal to possess pictures of children with clothes on. I mean, this is crazy stuff.
And I've also heard that they're talking about making it illegal to even draw pictures, if they're realistic pictures.
Yep, I've heard about that as well.
Them.
You know,
yep.
Thought crimes.
That's such a strange area, because they can draw pictures that are so graphic and gross, you know, that to me they would definitely be child pornography, but they may not. I don't know whether I'd want to see that illegal. It's very weird stuff, but I know that I certainly wouldn't want just stories written about it, and that's the next step down, you know.
Well, it seems to me that you guys are always talking about who's gotten hurt. And
yep.
If you draw a picture, nobody's gotten hurt.
Nobody's gotten hurt,
certainly not.
I mean, unless you're using a model, but then you got to catch them using the model. You know,
and in these cases, you're talking about girls who are modeling with the permission of their parents. Everybody's doing this is a totally consensual act for everyone involved. And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, Matt. 1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number for you, Packet 8, toll-free lines. To Justin in Washington, listening on KUSA. Hello, Justin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, the last caller's story is interesting, but in the age of digital cameras, you don't have to develop anything. So
this is true. If you're going to take pictures of your child in the bathtub, do it with a digital camera.
But I think it's... You know, all the talk about, I think free speech has gone way too far. I think it's clear that there's a difference between a photograph of let's say, a 13-year-old and the sexualization of a 13-year-old.
Is it clear?
If it wasn't clear, guys would be walking around 24 hours a day with the hard on. I mean, come on. Our mind can clearly distinguish between sexually provocative material to the average person
agree with you. I totally agree that I can look at pornography and I can tell you this is pornography and this isn't. I can look at that and I can do that. But I'm telling you that law enforcement officers in this great nation of ours cannot. Because they can look at kids in a bathtub, children in a bathtub, and throw somebody in jail for months on end. So what you're proposing, what you're saying is, look, we need laws against this because I can tell the difference between what's pornography and what's not, and then we need people to enforce those laws. The people that enforce those laws cannot tell.
I can easily defeat that argument because we have a rating system. And if you're telling me we can't distinguish between what's gone too far and what's gone, you know, what's okay, then we don't have any way to distinguish what's R, what's X.
Wait a minute. We're talking about photographs. Hold on a second. We're talking about photographs here. Are you now suggesting we have ratings on every photo taken in America?
I'm not. What I'm saying is, though, we are able to make that distinction between R and X, we put on the screen.
All right. Then why haven't we made that distinction up to this point? Why are parents being thrown in jails for taking pictures of their kids naked in bathtubs? How come that's happening?
I don't know why that's happening. I think the majority of those stories are like urban folk legend. I'm sure there are a few cases. Don't get me wrong.
If one of those few cases was you, my friend? What if you sat in jail for months over this, this great important child pornography law that put parents in jail because they took pictures of their kids in bathtubs?
That's wrong. What you're saying is because, you have half a dozen cases. You can have an 8-year-old sitting there in a sexualized position, in a sexualized manner, and it has to fit.
Here's the problem with what you're saying is that what you say is sexualized may not be what other people think is sexualized. So let's go to Mark's original scenario of the 14-year-old girl wearing a bathing suit, maybe with a lollipop in her mouth and licking the lollipop sensually. Is that sexualized or no?
To me, 14-year-old, it's pushing it.
Pushing it. Should the person who took that photograph be punished?
I would probably look into it, to be honest.
You'd look into it?
I would look into it.
Well, you know, when they start, the cops look into these things...
You're making an emotional argument.
You're the one making an emotional argument.
It's emotional when you get thrown in jail.
It's an emotional issue. All laws are like that. You could say it about any law. I'm saying the fact that we are able to determine levels of behavior or images in all sorts of mediums, including video games and the movies, you're saying that it's impossible in a photograph.
I want you to explain that to me a little more when we come back. If you'll hang on, we'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. Should a picture of a 14-year-old girl in a bathing suit licking a lollipop be illegal? It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control. Toll free. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll free lines. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, some of them under the age of 18 even. At freetalklive.com, shrine.freetalklive.com will get you to it, though I don't think any of the pictures on the shrine will, I don't know. There are a couple of young ladies that are in a state of unclothing.
A certain level of undress.
And we haven't done any age verification on this, Mark, so we could be in trouble here.
Could be.
Shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Also, of course, you can join us and enjoy all the other features on the site because they're completely free, freetalklive.com, as we go back to Justin in Washington, listening on KUSA. Justin, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, you were making a point before we went to break, and I kind of interrupted you because we're running short on time. So if you would just recap that, that'd be excellent.
Well, I said that we are able to determine in film and music and all sorts of entertainment medium various levels of violence, of sexuality. And so to say that we can't do it in photographs, it doesn't make sense to me at all.
Well, what about the sheer first off, there's a lot of money to be made in video games and films. There's not a lot of money to be made in internet photography, you know, putting your pictures up on the internet. So who's going to pay for the board? Because the movie
Wait,
rating
he's
system...
He's not talking about having a ratings board. You're not talking about having a photo ratings board. You're just saying that people can identify what is and what is not offensive.
I'm saying it is possible to identify or set a certain standard. It's not going to be black and white because it's not a digital thing. It's an analog thing. It's linear. It's fluid. So it's not going to be as easy to identify, you know, black, white, you know, red.
So
blue.
You'll admit
it's going to be
then,
difficult.
You'll agree then that what your standards are may be different from my standards, may be different from a 65-year-old woman's
absolutely,
standards.
Absolutely, but it's irrelevant.
Well, no, it isn't irrelevant because who's sure going to be in charge? Who's going to be
I'll
in charge of setting the standards?
Even you. Let's say you have a fully clothed 10-year-old girl on her knees in front of a guy, a 40-year-old guy's crotch, and he's in no shirt, let's say shorts, let's say boxers. Here you have a fully clothed, she has all her clothes on. I think even you would say, yeah, that's probably pushing it. So, you know, to say that...
It might be pushing it, but I would never suggest that person should be arrested for taking that photo.
How long does how long does that guy go to jail for?
Then you have opened the door... But what is currently happening, and the internet sped this up tremendously. Once you sexualize a 16-year-old, the next step, because culture has to incorporate that as a norm, you then sexualize a 15-year-old, then a 14, and now we're down to about 13, 12, and the next step, I guess, is you know, preteens, who knows what the hell the next step is.
Look, I don't have a daughter.
How about the question of how long should the guy in the photo get in prison?
I don't know if you should get any time in prison. I would look into it, though, because if you know anything about the Internet, and I do know about the Internet. I've been, you know, early 30s. Been on the Internet forever. Photos like that are the selling point to get into the guy's website, even though what the hell he's selling. So, yeah, I would look into it, because you're not... See, the purpose of that photo is to sexualize. That's the purpose. That's the intent.
Hold on. Let's look at the consenting parties involved here, because that 16-year-old or 14-year-old girl would not have been taking those photographs.
I think you said 10.
Okay, well, we're starting at 14, okay?
Okay, fine.
But even the 10-year-old girl would not have been taking those photographs. Hang on a second. The 10-year-old girl wouldn't have been taking those photographs were it not for her parents giving permission. Now, look, I don't have any daughters, but I'm not the one who's, and I don't have them, but there are parents out there who allow their daughters at 10, 11, 12 years old to wear booty clothes. I mean, to wear clothes that's, you know, say porn star on the back of them. Should those parents be arrested and put in jail as well for sexualizing their daughters or for allowing their daughters to be sexualized?
Of course not. No more than if you said a bunch of cuss words at home or racial things at home, you should go to jail. But if you said them in front of someone, they're probably going to say, hey, you know, arrest you for disorderly conduct. There's lots of things you do that are private and things you do commercially.
But no, their daughters are walking around not in private.
Yeah,
they're walking around in public.
I understand that.
So you're okay with that? You're okay with little girls wearing next to nothing? It's just taking pictures of it? That's the problem?
I think parents are just stupid, but in that regard.
Should they be punished for their... Should they be punished?
I think there should be dress standards in, like, school. I don't think there is any law that says there's a dress standard in public other than nudity. So it becomes
a problem when you take a picture of it, then, is what you're saying.
Sure, just like if you have sex at home, it's no big deal, but you have sex in public, you've got an issue. So you're making these arguments that are...
Well, the Internet isn't really public. You have to go places on the Internet to see certain things.
The law that it is a public forum, no different than talking in a mall. That is standard law. If you wish to make the Internet not public, you encrypt your things.
So what would you like to see for... Okay, blah, blah, blah. What would you like to see for the punishment here for these people taking pictures of teenage girls?
I'm not necessarily saying there should be a punishment. What I'm saying is for you to just dismiss it, I think, is extremely dangerous.
I think it's extremely dangerous for you to suggest that we should be looking into it and thinking about punishing these people.
I think what I said was that the laws should be very, very specifically written so that we know what the rules are and what the rules aren't. Because I'm very concerned about people going to jail, and they do, and it happens. It's happened many times, several times at the very least, for taking pictures of their babies in bathtubs. I want specific laws.
And I'm more concerned about the exploited 14, the eat. Thousands, several times, okay, you said several times. So I'll just make it 10, just to triple your number. So I am more concerned about the thousands, if not tens of thousands, of young teens that we hear every day. We hear this easily, we hear several a month, cases of them being exploited. Because once that teen, that 14-year-old, is told, yeah, it's okay to be sexual in front of that camera, guess what? That 14-year-old is now exposed to an entirely different world.
Who's doing the exploiting? Their parents?
Well, the parents are just idiots. They're just stupid. They're just looking for
you're outraged by the so-called exploitation, but yet you don't want anything done about it?
No, I'm not sure anything can be done about it because the First Amendment, which originally existed to protect political activism, is now...
No, sir. No, the First Amendment exists to protect speech, especially unpopular speech.
Music.
And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. See, he doesn't understand the First Amendment. It's very simple. The reason why it was created was not to protect popular speech or popular religion or anything that didn't need protecting. It is there to protect the things that make you uncomfortable. It's there to protect the neo-Nazis' speech. It's there to protect the photographs of teenage girls. It's there to protect all kinds of things that you might find offensive, but nobody's forcing you to go to these websites.
Well, the freedom of speech, you're absolutely right. The freedom of speech is there to protect unpopular speech. But when you start talking about situations of, if you're talking about child porn, real live, honest to God child porn taken with children whose parents have agreed, then you've stepped into a whole other realm. Mm-hmm. Then you're talking about real child exploitation that I think there should be laws for. And, you know, that's. And the point is
that
we have to figure out
is it exploitation when the 14-year-old and the 15-year-old girlfriend and boyfriend film themselves having sex?
I'd say no, but I know what's going to happen when the law comes into play. Mm-hmm. The law is going to say yes, and they're both going to get child porn charges, and they're both going to have records, they're both going to be sex offenders, and they're both going to be tracked for the rest of their lives.
Is it exploitation when a 14-year-old Jodie Foster, wearing revealing clothing, played a preteen prostitute in Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver? The suggestions were all over the place about
sex
in that particular movie.
And it's one of the greats.
Was it exploitation of the young Jodie Foster at that time and her parents?
I'd say no.
Sally Mann, named Time Magazine's Photographer of the Year in 2001, was attacked by critics for featuring nude images of her own children in a book called Immediate Family. Famed photographer Jock Sturgis's photos often feature nude boys and girls on the beaches of California and France, images that are far more revealing than those of swimsuit-clad youths. Are these all exploitation?
Well,
nudity? Is nudity exploitation, or is it only exploitation when there's sex involved? Because this guy that just called in believes it's exploitation when it's just a picture of a girl in a bathing suit.
Well, but his point was it was sexualized pictures. And
but it depends on who you ask.
Absolutely.
A total perv can look at a picture of a girl in a bra and panties and say that's sexualized. I can look at it and I can say that's a girl in a picture of a bra and panties. And I don't think there's necessarily anything sexual about it. When Britney Spears steps out of that car that she did earlier this week and gets photographed showing off her private areas, some people will disagree on that. We're going to come back with more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, the Saturday edition. In the studio with you, it's Ian and Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some Free Talk Live stuff. Head over to store.freetalklive.com, and you'll get access to really neat products that we've now finally got our hands on for the first time, Mark. We've got Free Talk Live hats, including just kind of two different styles of hats. There's one with different colors on it, the other one kind of the standard plain black cap. Plus, there's this, what do you call it, a skull cap?
Is that what
you call
it?
Scully? Beanie?
A beanie, you know, the standard pull over your
ears. Those are really cool.
Real tight, kind of northern winter
right.
hat thing.
We've got those. There's Free Talk Live t-shirts. There's the bowling shirt, the flag, classic archive DVD sets, all there at store.freetalklive.com. So get some shopping done there and buy some cool Free Talk Live stuff. We're talking about a federal court case that may actually redefine child pornography. And this could be really bad news for anybody who's ever taken a photograph of a teenager. I think obviously we're talking mostly about female teens, but in some cases male teens, I suppose, as well. For instance, maybe for an advertisement. Maybe for a Calvin Klein ad. They were talking about Brooke Shields when she was 12 years old, appearing nude in a movie. How about The Blue Lagoon? Brooke Shields in that film, appearing naked throughout much of it. And is that child pornography?
Right. I mean, you know, it can be a difficult situation in having people decide the difference between nudity and sexuality. I must agree.
According to CNET, all that makes the distinction between legal child pornography and illegal child pornography is a particularly subjective one. It may come down to, as the Justice Department's Alice Martin put it, seemingly ephemeral factors such as the poses the model strikes and the camera angles the photographer chooses. You can't codify this! You can't come up with specific rules that can be broken when it comes to camera angles and the poses the model strikes. There are an infinite number of possibilities here.
I think you might be right. It would be very difficult to codify camera angles and the poses.
It's going to come down to the old saying of "I know pornography when I see it." I don't know which judge it was that was quoted with saying that so long ago, but. That's how pornography is judged today.
I know pornography when I see it. I mean, I must say, I know what it is, and I don't want to have it,
but I just sent you a link to a website. It's called TrueTeenBabes.com.
I'm a little scared of even going on it with this.
Well, now, this particular website drew the attention of local television reporters.
Oh, my.
Whose reporting sparked a police investigation, but a jury acquitted the operator of the website, and he subsequently filed a $10 million wrongful arrest lawsuit, and his website is now back online. So there's sort of been mixed results with these websites before, but you've seen those websites there. There's some girls in some very sheer, revealing clothing.
Topless, but you can't see the important parts. You can't see their areola.
Right, yeah. So they're very revealing, and I would say sexually suggestive. But is it should it be illegal? You're looking at it right now. Should what you're doing right now be illegal?
It should be darn close.
So should the punishment be?
In my case, I'm looking for completely, I'm just checking this out to see whether or not I think
it should be
illegal.
Doing research for talk radio.
But I've got to say, man, I don't like the idea of these pictures being out there.
Yeah, well, they're out there, and they're out there for a reason, because people are demanding these photos. You think this guy would have his website up for as long as he does if he didn't have a large amount of people subscribing to it? You think those people that are subscribing to websites like this are just going to go away because a new law is passed? You think that this guy might move his site to a server in Belarus or something like that? In New Zealand or some other place, you know, somewhere far, far away from U.S. law? You think that just because you outlaw pictures like this, it's going to go away? And what about the ramifications on the legitimate so-called modeling industry? What about the photos that you see in magazines like 17, where you've got teenage girls in their underwear? Now, they may be underwear advertisements, but nonetheless, somebody who was a pervert might look at that and get off.
Oh, boy. I'm done looking at this website.
1-800-259-9231. So back to CNET. The same section of federal law punishes a pedophile who makes a video recording of a baby being molested, as well as someone who possesses an image of a 17-year-old striking an unlawfully racy pose. The explanation for that lies in the criminal statute called 18 U.S.C. 2252A, which Pearson is accused of violating. This is one of the photographers involved in this case. Child pornography is defined as, quote, the lascivious exhibition of the genitals or pubic area of any person under 18 years old. Under a 1994 case called U.S. v. Knox, judges interpreted that language to mean either images of nude minors or of minors having sex. In that case, however, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals extended that definition to include videotapes of girls in leotards and upheld Stephen Knox's conviction on child pornography charges. Quote, the genitals and pubic area of young girls were certainly on display as the camera focused for prolonged time intervals on close-up views of these body parts through their thin but opaque clothing. Additionally, the obvious purpose and inevitable effect of the videotape was to attract notice specifically to the genitalia and pubic area. Applying the plain meaning of the term lascivious exhibition leads to the conclusion that nudity or discernibility are not the prerequisites for the occurrence of an exhibition within the meaning of the federal child pornography statute. So that essentially says that, according to current law, maybe you don't have to be nude to violate the child porn laws.
Girls can just be in sheer clothing looking sexy.
Sheer clothing, close-up shots, you've got child porn, apparently. But it could be getting worse. Courts have also looked to a 1986 case for guidance on what's lascivious and what's not. Among the factors they are evaluating are whether the focus is on the genitalia or pubic area, whether the image suggests sexual coyness, and whether the visual depiction is intended or designed to elicit a sexual response in the viewer. So because a judge looks at a picture and says, oh yeah, that's sexual, does that mean that he's had a sexual response to it? If you've got a picture of Britney Spears stepping out of the car with no panties on, as have been spread all across the internet, she's now 25, of course, but when she started her career, she was under the age of 18. If you've got pictures of Britney Spears stepping out of a car and her entire genital area is revealed for all to see, is that sexual? And because a judge finds it sexual, does that mean that everybody finds it sexual? How is it that we can put these definitions and determinations in the hands of one person? And if the judge finds that sexual, doesn't mean that he should be convicted, too, for looking at child pornography? Oh, but he can do it because he's a judge, right?
Well, what about, can't somebody look at pictures of sex and say that's not sexual?
I can't see how you could look at pictures of sex and say that's not sexual. It's clearly sexual because sex is going on. What we're talking about is photos where sex is not occurring.
Right. And
you've got a girl licking a lollipop.
Nudity isn't even occurring. And I have to say that as much as I'm disturbed, and I'm still sitting here disturbed by the pictures that I just saw on the internet, I can't see that it should be illegal.
They're having enough of a tough time going after the child pornographers, the ones who really are forcing children into having sex on videotape and that sort of thing. The girls involved in the photos we're talking about are doing it with their parents' permission. So because you have a different moral system than some parents in America means that those other parents should be forced into jails? That's what we're talking about here.
Is it
exploitation?
Well, what I don't like the idea is that somebody's doing something that they think is right, okay, legal, they're within the bounds of the law, and then they get swooped down upon by the authorities, mm-hmm. and their lives are thrown into turmoil. Because the problem is, you can sit up on your high horse all you want and talk about, well, this stuff's obvious. But when the authorities get involved, it's not obvious. They have a tendency to swoop in on whomever they want, and then your life's really in disarray. I mean, to say tens of thousands of dollars is probably accurate as to what you're going to pay to defend yourself in these cases. In some cases, over $100,000 to be able to defend yourself for something that you thought was okay, was legal, was fair. I don't want people to be left in this gray area, mm-hmm. and it's always the gray area that gets attacked. I mean, obviously, the people that are doing child porn pictures, fine, throw their butts in jail. Whereas, girls in 90s...
Lingerie?
Yeah, I mean, they don't look like modeling pics to me. They just look like pics that are... They're sexualized pics.
You could certainly say they are sexualized. I mean, a teenage girl in lingerie, I think most people would agree that they're sexualized. But... don't the decisions of the parents come into factor here? If the parents feel like this is going to help their children get into the modeling business down the line, or if this is just something that they want to do, or their children... I mean, obviously, the girls are voluntarily doing it. I highly doubt they're having them do it at gunpoint. 1-800-259-9231. Where should the line be drawn? Because the line's currently drawn somewhere around nudity and sexualization. But now we're talking about drawing it over somewhere else entirely. Somewhere around lingerie, girl with a lollipop. I mean, what should and should not be illegal? 800-259-9231. Hour number 2 is on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. For you.